Jag säger welcome to Radio Kärnan and Höganäs, där we are visiting Höganäs Community Radio. And you have to present yourself. I know that you come from Radio Flora Hannover, and you're warm welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for this warm welcome. And yeah, my name is Jürgen Weltermann. I'm here from Radio Flora in Hannover in Germany, in Lower Saxony. It's in the northern of Germany, and we are, so I think though 15 years ago we have an community radio before we had an license to send it on FM, but the politics changed a little bit and suddenly we haven't a license. So we are going to the internet and we are very successful there.
Yeah, we find it out when we visiting you that it works very well. And it seems that you have a lot of members that yes. support you.
Yes, we have not so much members than before, but we are now a relative staple at 250 members in our radio station, and we have 100 active. They make nearly 60 different radio shows, and I'm very proud about my colleagues to do that non-profit without money, just for their own fun.
Yeah, it seems like you have the same problem as we have. You got no support from the government or community. The community accepts radio when it's free.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And they accept it not so much when it is uncomfortable, because when we say things and they want to hear that. Now, when we are against fascism, when we are against Nazism, when we are against atomic power, when we are say that the foreigners and the refugees must have a better life. Still in the moment we have a problem in Hannover with a policeman, but okay, some things happens every time, and
but it's always when you stamp on special toes they don't like it at all.
Yep.
But how do you find this program that we make together about forgotten memory? Do you find it important?
Yeah, the political part of Radio Flora is very big, and the responsibility about the history and to don't forget some things, because a lot of young people have no idea what happens in the past, and what they I'm missing the word, what influence it had for the for now and for the future.
We find it very similar here. The young ones doesn't know anything, and it seems like they don't care, so we must learn them how it was. For myself, if I speak, so it's to look at the history. What did the Swedes do in the 30s and 40s to protect people from fascism? And it's incredible when you got the answers from most of them. We don't care.
In the past, a lot of things go wrong in Germany. And really wrong. And it's unbelievable. You can't talk about it, but it's unbelievable when you hear it and how worse it was at that time. But now it's very dangerous because in the new times, the what do you say here? The right people on the right side,
or right wing, yeah,
right wing, also yeah. Der rechte Flügel, yeah. is will be come up and up more with very populistic phrases, and it makes I'm scared about that when I hear what happens in the in the normal press and media, yeah. Because they use often words and phrases what goes in this way, and they have normally to be neutral, mm-hmm. reporters and other ones, and they are not sensitive about that, mm-hmm. and for this kind it's very important to make it open and make it deutlich und say it loud.
Yeah, up in the bright light.
Yeah, in the bright light. Yeah, what is going wrong?
Yeah, we find out now when we was in Oralon, for example, that they have a concentration camp for Spanish refugees that come to France. Mm-hmm. They started up before the Germans to have a camp for people who run away for the country. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the vibration going over Europe, the same started up camp, put them in camps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when I see this problems, often, very often, are people they are not involved in.
But music background.
Yes, are the people they are not involved in these problems are much more against foreigners and refugees than the people they have experience with that. They say, oh, that's nice people. A little bit different, but it's okay.
Yeah, but it is in the working class the largest problem is because they're scared that they're losing their jobs. Mm. That's why they go against in Sweden. You have we have this party that have started here. They are against immigrants, and they should cut it, and they got most of their votes from people who work in the industry.
Yeah.
So it's something we must do is to educate people.
Yeah.
And scream in the radio and in the newspapers, but the newspapers walk in a very dangerous road at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in the Germany. It's the same. Because they are im Gleichschritt, ja. Ne? Um da mal ein schönes deutsches Wort zu nehmen. also they are parallel.
Yes.
They talk about the same problems every times, and on the left side and the other side, there is no real documentation or real information.
No.
The news are shorter and shorter and shorter, and we have it's difficult to get information in the bright mass. Yeah. You get information, but you must search for it.
Yeah.
And that's difficult for people. They want to search it, but they must be informed.
Yes, where to find it. So that's why we're going together in European Community Radio. Yeah. It's very nice to do. I think Ingvar can be aware of that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Very interesting meetings with all people from different countries.
Yeah. And the worst thing is that we see when we have open eyes that the problems are everywhere the same.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because if you see the history and put it on the daytime, you see it's...
History repeats, yes.
There's a parallelity.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Or the circle starts again, yeah. Like the snake, it bites in its own tail.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
The arm industry say we won't sell. They like to have some fights in Ukraine, for example. It's very interesting for all that make guns and bombs and things. They sell a lot. It's the same shit.
In Germany, we do with guns a little lot for freedom because our G36s don't shoot straight ahead. That's not the solution.
No. We must, if we're going to find a solution, it must come from below and not let the capital run out as they do today.
Yeah. And when the manipulative Americans came on then a guy said to me, to the Americans, and because they make a lot of peace only with weapons.
Yes.
And there's a nice word. When you have only a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
Yeah. That's very true.
So
we have to take away the nail. The neck and hammer.
So that we are different possibilities to have. So we must have a lot of different solutions for the problems, and not with weapons, perhaps with diplomatic solutions or with other solutions.
A new industry, so we can give people work.
But not send
all the jobs to China.
The problem is not the work. The problem is the money.
Yeah.
When you have work and you are working full, is it possible to? Is it enough money to live from it?
Yeah,
and that's all another problem in Germany
and Sweden too.
Same all over in the industrial world. But we do what we can to inform.
Yes, we do small steps, but I think it will be helpful. And
it's funny to see the pictures from our meeting. A friend of mine looking at the picture from Oralon, and he said, "I think you are the oldest one." And it's a good thing with that, because all the other were young people.
Yeah.
And that's good that they come from to the young.
Yeah.
It's good when the youngs are interested in history and see the problems, what's growing up now in the States, in Europe, and the world.
Yes.
There is hope, still a hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for
visiting us, Jürgen.
It's a nice große Freude,
to see you,
and
best regards back to Radio Flora and all your nice boys and girls there.
Yeah.
I have a long chat with Axel in France. It's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's very informed about a lot of things.
He's
not so often there, but we have a lot of other people who makes good radio shows, also with political orientation. The attack people, for example, are very active, and other things. And Mechtelt, for example, with the Spanish radio show, Buena Onda, and other ones, or it's often she makes a special when she had guests or so, and they have to talk about a problem. Now they catch the people and throw it through the radio station, and we have to talk about that.
You have to give the listeners the web address to listen on Radio Flora.
Listen on Radio Flora. That's very helpful, I think. Radio Flora, like Radio Flora, it's www.radioflora.de for Germany. And Radio Flora in one word.
Yeah, very good. I in there some time to refresh my gym, which is very bad.
Thank you.
My Swedish is much more worse.
Okay.
Thank you.